Josh Hawley, Liz Cheney has abandoned GOP members over and over. By Joshua Kaplan on April 27, 2021. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, on Tuesday criticized House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney, R-Y, saying the anti-Trump lawmaker is really out of step with GOP voters and has abandoned her GOP colleagues repeatedly. Hawley made the remark when asked by CNN reporter Manu Raju about Cheney's criticism of his decision to challenge the 2020 presidential results. This is somebody who has no support in her own caucus, who has hung her own members out to dry over and over, Hawley said. I think she's on an island. Obviously she's got to stand before voters. But I think that she certainly doesn't speak for the vast majority of Republicans or people in my state, he added. Cheney has previously said Republican lawmakers who called last year's White House election into question should be disqualified from seeking the presidency in 2024 and beyond. I do think that some of our candidates who led the charge, particularly the senators who led the unconstitutional charge, not to certify the election, you know, in my view that's disqualifying, she stated. Since voting in favor of Trump's second impeachment in February, Cheney has repeatedly called for the Republican Party to move on from the former president despite his popularity with GOP voters. Cheney recently ruled out supporting Trump if the former president opts to run in 2024 and is leaving the door open to mount her own campaign. I'm not ruling anything in or out, I've been here a long time, Cheney said in an interview with the New York Post when asked about a possible run. I think we have a huge number of interesting candidates, but I think that we're going to be in a good position to be able to take the White House, she continued. I do think that some of our candidates who led the charge, particularly the senators who led the unconstitutional charge, not to certify the election, you know, in my view that's disqualifying. I think that adherence to the Constitution, adherence to your oath has got to be at the top of the list. So, I think, you know, that certainly will be a factor that I'm looking at and I think a number of voters will be looking at as they decide about 24, she added.